The Office of Narcotics Control Board has carried out a new round of drug suppression blitzes targeting 79 places around the country. This from the Deputy Secretary General of the Anti-Drugs Agency. The nationwide blitz follows a meeting of government agencies involved in tackling narcotics problems, chaired by the Deputy PM Prawit Wongsawan. The meeting dealt with mobilisation of resources from all relevant agencies to launch a war on drugs. Of the 79 targets, 59 places are in Bangkok, and all of these targets were ones identified in recent complaints received through the NCB's anti-narcotics hotline. Raids began yesterday morning. They will continue until the end of the month. Phuket Sister Island, Boracay Island in the Philippines, is open again after undergoing a major makeover of infrastructure and opens with new rules to help control tourist growth in the future. Tourists flooded back onto the island yesterday as the island reopened. Boracay Island had been suffering for years under the burden of too much tourist love, but without the necessary infrastructure to contain the growth. Under the new set of rules, the Boracay beachfront's been cleared of all commercial activities, including beach vendors, sunset bonfires, masseuse, sun lounges and umbrellas. Buildings have been bulldozed and beach businesses set back to create at least a 30-metre buffer zone from the waterline, and many hotels and restaurants have been shut down because they didn't meet the new standards. The new rules are also determining that less than 20,000 tourists will be allowed on the island at any one time. The government says they'll be able to enforce that by controlling the number of hotel rooms available for bookings. An Oranong man's been found dead inside his car at a tourist spot. Oranong's a five-hour drive north of Phuket. Police were alerted yesterday when a car had been parked overnight in the parking lot in the main central business district. When police unlocked the car, they found the body of a man, later identified as a 32-year-old, in the driver's seat. A doctor determined that the man had been dead for about 24 hours. Police have arrested a 29-year-old van driver who ran a red light and fatally hit a 55-year-old Philippine cyclist who was joining a long-distance cycling event on Tuesday morning. The chief of the Chichongsao police introduced a van driver in a press conference yesterday. He said the driver was arrested in Sakyaw province just before fleeing to Cambodia. The driver was normally hired to transport passengers between Sakyaw and Bangkok. Police found that he ran a red light in the Ban Pol district on Tuesday. On his way from Bangkok to Sakyaw, he fled the scene after hitting the driver. A series of intensive tourism packages are to be implemented by mid-November to increase foreign visitor numbers during the remainder of the year. This from the Deputy Prime Minister Somkid Jatusipatak. Measures in the package include a tax measure for jewellery purchases, a tourism package with free flights to second-tier tourist provinces, and a waiver for visa on arrival. The measures should be implemented by November the 15th and they'll last through to the end of the year. He says the campaign is aimed at attracting foreign visitors globally, not just Chinese visitors. He says the government needs to sustain growth in the tourism industry because it's still uncertain whether the global trade war will have a spillover effect on tourist arrivals to Thailand. And during his visit to Thailand, Malaysian leader Mahathir Mohamad said that his country cannot accept LGBT rights, such as same-sex marriage, dismissing them as Western values. His blunt remarks came against a backdrop of what activists say is a growing intolerance towards the LGBT community in Malaysia. He said, "At this moment, we do not accept LGBT values, but if they, the West, want to accept, that is their business. Don't force it on us." This from the 93-year-old Prime Minister telling a packed audience at Chulalongkorn University during the second day of his visit to Thailand.